You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and seven. Irving breaks it back. Wakefield bounces it outside. He's got a burst. Bucky Irving down the sideline. Touchdown.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Phil Branson throws down the right sideline. An over-the-shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football is so fun. This is our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Best Joe Fisher impersonation.
Good morning.
How's that?
That was pretty damn
good. That was pretty
good.
Okay.
That was pretty right on, right in the octave. That was good.
I'm pretty good at doing impersonations, man. I think I'm a solid 6.5, I guess.
I think that was at least an 8. Shut up.
Well, I'll take it.
You're totally underselling yourself.
I'm never gonna not accept an 8. So I appreciate that, man. If you can't tell, this beautiful baritone here is not Joe Fisher. Joe Fish is in Arizona right now, living it up away from this rain.
Somewhere else.
Really nice weather. I saw he was drinking some really fancy alcohols, stuff that I'm probably not getting unless you're on vacation. It's the only time that you really start venturing out as far as some of the drinks that we end up getting. So it's just me and Jordan. We're in the building. It's the two-man show. It was good, bro.
What up, man? Happy Sunday. This is definitely the championship Sundays of championship Sundays.
This is a nice Sunday. This is one of my favorite days of the year. Also one of the saddest days of the year, if we're being honest. Like, with college football wrapping up at pretty much the beginning of January, this is
nothing
one
else.
Of these are two of the last three football games that we'll get for the next, 7-8 months or so. And that's always a bummer because, football is king. And if you don't believe us, ask the ratings because they're like, aren't they like number like, don't they have like 43 of the top 50 shows like every single year?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Ratings reports.
Like, yeah, NFL crazy. Games. Like, are you talking just regular season or
yeah,
like
just regular season?
Because like, the playoff games go
insane.
I mean, we were talking like, I think 30 to 50 million for certain viewers in just the divisional games last week. So if you're talking internationally, it's like top 10 NFL overall, like their championship games, like, you know, not really as big as cricket, because cricket, if you've heard, over in the Eastern Hemisphere is insane. We're talking
crazy ratings.
300 to 400 million viewers, and there's...
That's such a weird sport to just, like, number one, everybody plays in khakis. Like, there's no uniform. Well, everybody's got, like, a sweater vest and khakis. Like, there's no real, like, sports team uniform if you play... cricket, like I don't know, it's such a
protection,
I suppose, you know. I suppose like no everybody's cups. Got some Oxfords and stuff, some like pads. That like it doesn't, it looks like a, you know, a stylish sport for sure, you know, but them and horse jockeys, those are the two best dressed sports you could possibly play.
Yeah, I'd rather be a cricket player though. Those guys make bung loads of money, speaking of the TV viewership. But yeah, no,
how much do you think jockeys make?
I mean, it depends,
especially of like a, you know, a winning horse, like...
Oh, winning. If you're talking like, oh, the Belmont Stakes.
Even like, okay, just if your horse is in the Belmont Stakes,
yeah,
that means they're pretty good. Whether they win absolutely. Or not, like, that means that horse is legit.
Well, let's see here. I mean,
so I'm curious of what, like, a jockey would make per year.
Good horse jockey salary. Because you obviously get, like, a championship bonus, and there's payoffs, you know, at different race wins, but like, let's see here, according to Google, yeah, the U.S. median range of horse jockeys salary is $53,000 to $67,000. So if you're like
it'd be like teacher.
Yeah. If you're a really good horse jockey, you could make maybe around $100,000 plus a year. But this is like the Google machine. I'm trying to find. I don't know who the stud jockeys are of the racing world, so I can't just like you know pick a name and Google somebody like I would like Aaron Rodgers. He's got a $50 million a year salary. That's.
I mean, if we're being real, like what? And this is no offense to any jockeys that may be listening right now, but you don't do any of that work. So let's just be honest. You're probably hindering the horse's performance, if we're being real, because you're on his back. Like,
well, you have to guide him.
I mean, yeah, but
or her.
Yeah,
I'm like, sure they're female champion stallions.
But like, you know,
I guess I don't know, man. I've never really sat down and been like, should the guy be on top of the horse or not? I mean, I know we race dogs around the track without them, but we also have like the. What is it, like a treat
like a
or
carrot
like,
or something?
What
like
the
a rabbit.
Hell
it's
is
a
it?
Rabbit.
Like, what is in front of the dogs when they run
it's
around
a rabbit.
The track? It's, are you serious?
Yeah, I don't think it's real.
Oh, okay, it's, so it's yeah. a fake, yeah. it's a fake animal. That,
yeah.
That's really odd.
Have you ever seen, like, did you ever go to any of, like, the, to the Greyhound races here?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I went to, not necessarily the dog races, but I went to Portland Meadows and watched a few horse races when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, my grandfather used to take me to Portland Meadows. It was actually really close to our house. And so we would like really close, like down the street, like with like 4 minutes, you know? So,
yeah. So
I don't even know if it was that long. But we would go there and that was awesome, you know, as a kid to go there, but you see all the degenerate gamblers, you know, everywhere. And that was my first introduction to any type of sports gambling was, at Portland Meadows, but going to watch the dog races was always super fun to me.
Yeah.
Always super, super
fun. I don't think I've actually ever seen a dog race.
Do they actually even do that here anymore?
I'm sure in some part of the state, it's a big, you know, we got like 80% desert outside this beautiful Llama Valley of ours here in the state of Oregon, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, okay, well.
I don't know, but.
Let us know on the text line if.
PETA stopped those things a few years ago. We're not like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not.
Who the hell knows nowadays what's kosher and what's not,
yeah,
right, Rashad?
But if so, I'm going to go ahead and get out to the dog track. I don't think I want to bet any money. I just want to, you know, be out there and see if it's. As cool as I remember it being when I was 9.
I mean, Portland Meadows, I don't know if they still have the poker room there, but like there was a couple of things going on. But let me tell you what, Rashad, you have not seen a lifetime degenerate gambler like true just lives by the seat of his pants on the bets that he makes until you've been to a horse race, because you always see the old guy that's like, that is his life. You
almost tearing up his ticket when he loses. You almost panicking.
Yeah, you almost feel like a guy that just spends the day at the bar is a lot better off, because you know that they're going to spend a finite amount of money on the liquor that they're going to drink every day, as opposed to this guy that's probably been trying to make back his losses from 30 years ago, you know, every day, like, I'm going to make it back. I'm going to make it back.
There's always, you know, I remember my grandfather introduced me to a guy that almost always won, you know, and he's kind of sat there with a newspaper and just like, man, you're really good. So shout out to all the horse race gamblers and, you know, all the horse race. I don't know. Have you ever bet on the Preakness or the Kentucky Derby or anything like that?
Triple crap. None of that crap. I'm not as into, I mean, I try to bet on things I know, and I'm not into that. I just don't have time to look into that as much. So maybe, you know, if I'm like trying to throw a lotto ticket out there, I'll include like a horse winner, you know, from a particular race with like a parlay. But if it's happening that particular weekend, like, oh, look, the Preakness is coming up, I'll throw it in with another game or two. But that's about as far as I'll go. But I got to ask you, Rashad, it's funny that you bring up, you know, oh, hey, I know somebody that's just a savant. They win all the time. That makes me think of my grandma. Grandma DeSantis, love her so much. She, every time she went to Vegas, I don't know if she's been recently, but when I was a kid, into my 20s, it was just constant stories about her going to Vegas and killing it at the slot machines. I'm talking four-figure, five-figure prizes every time this woman came back from Vegas.
She knew something.
She knew how to find the winners, man. And I swear she had a secret that, like, my dad and I are both, I would say we're not degenerate gamblers, but we are. Like, a little bit.
I can tell. It's all good. I'm glad you embrace it, though. You know, that's the number one thing. You're not, like, in denial about it, even a little bit.
I got a little seedy individual in me. It's okay. I'll admit it. But man, she would never tell my dad the secret to her wins. And I still, to this day, I wonder how anybody can be successful. Like, obviously, a blackjack, you know, person, you count cards, the roulette table. It's really just a game of chance, and you try to play the numbers of the lower chances, like the 1-2 or the 2-1 payouts or the 3-1 payouts, more than the 35-1 payouts. There's ways to go about it. Poker, you have the best advantage over the house because they're just taking a rake as opposed to part of an actual win, you know, that you're looking at every single time. So, but I never understood slots. I've never been able to crack that.
I'll go one further for you, man. I mean, I get probabilities in certain things, but I just, you know, I've never paid attention enough to like not count cards, because I know that's illegal, which is weird.
It's not illegal.
Is it not?
No. Contrary to contrary to popular belief, Rashad, card counting is not illegal. However, since these casinos are private establishments, just like a sports book that'll kick you off, you know, like if you make too much money, at some point they will say, hey, you're welcome to play any of our other games at this establishment, but you're
killing us right now.
You're no longer welcome to play blackjack.
So it pays no math. You know, it pays to pay attention to the deck that's out there and everything. Yes. And I think that was my thing. I never really had time to do a lot of gambling. I like the money that I get. And so to just give it away for potentially something that could go my way, maybe not, you know, probably not. No, thank you. And I gotta bet, hope that it's within 3 to 4 points. Like, man, this all sounds like a trap. So, but I know lots of you guys love those traps. And today is a great day for you to put some money out there and see what you can snatch up, man, because we've got two amazing football games today. AFC Championship, NFC Championship. Let's see what time both of these start. I don't even know. So,
it's good for us. It's a win for Football Sunday because they don't start at 10 a.m.
For sure. Like, I mean, anytime we have a 10 a.m. game, it's like instantly second hour. You've lost us just a little bit because we got the screens on in here. We kind of got to know what's happening. If you play fantasy, you're definitely glued to the screen, which is a big reason I stopped playing fantasy, but that's a different, you know, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, I went down from multiple teams to just one. It's just too much.
Yeah, it's a lot. But today the Kansas City Chiefs visit the Baltimore Ravens at 12 p.m.
So yeah.
noon kick. CBS. We'll see how that turns out. I think a lot of people have the Chiefs, have the Ravens winning that game. But it's Patrick Mahomes and it's Andy Reid. So we'll see how that turns out. That starts at noon. And then the Detroit Lions visit the San Francisco 49ers, the one seed. That game starts at 3:30 on Fox. Two amazing games, four amazing teams. We're going to have a little fun today. We're going to tell you why each of those teams should win. That's how we're going to start. We're going to play devil's advocate here, you know, because we don't necessarily particularly love either of these teams. None of these teams are our teams. But maybe the Lions are everybody's team now, potentially. They're America's team now. Sorry, Joe. The Lions are now America's team.
Knocking the Cowboys off the pedestal.
Oh, no, the Cowboys are no longer there. But we're going to go about and just kind of give reasons that each of these teams is expected to win the Super Bowl. And in the second hour, we're going to do some matchups, and we're just going to kind of talk about who we actually think will win the game. I want to do some old school stuff today, so we'll see what's up with that at 10:30, and kind of go from there. But yeah, make sure you interact with us on the fan text line. I'm here. Jordan's going to read them out for us and everything, especially if it's cool. So, man, who do we want to start with? What team do we want to start with?
Want to start with the Chiefs. Everybody's talking Chiefs.
Maybe we should just get them out the way. They are the defending champs. So that's we should fair. Put a little respect on the names. We're going to tell you guys about why the Kansas City Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. That's coming up next right here, Sport Football Sunday.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Jordan is how we're doing this today. Today, big game starting at noon. Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champions, visit the number one seed Baltimore Ravens and the MVP Lamar Jackson. But we've got to put a little respect on Patrick Mahomes' name. We've got to put a little respect. We have a lot of respect on Andy Reid's. I know we were talking before the show, and the one thing that we were both saying is, I don't want the Chiefs to win. And I think we say that because we know there's a really good chance that they do. I mean, in the last four seasons, they've been to the Super Bowl three times, and they won two of them. Their defense has been carrying them all year, which has been different from a Kansas City Chiefs team that's won the Super Bowl, at least, a team that we've been used to seeing. wide receivers have been dropping passes all year. Travis Kelce's a little bit older, but has kind of got a shot in the arm because of you-know-who. And so now he's popping.
Oh, she's not the reason that he's been sucking now. Now it's the shot in the arm for her. I'm not saying you've said that, Rashad. Yeah. It's just funny to hear the national media narrative flip all of the sudden after he catches two touchdowns in a weekend. Like, well, I guess Tay-Tay's helping him.
Both those touchdowns hurt me as a Patriot fan because watching Brady and Gronkowski dominate for the time that they dominated together, three Super Bowl rings. Here we sit with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Maato sitting here a couple plays away, you know, maybe just an hour from being able to say they're going to play in their fourth Super Bowl and potentially win their third. Here are the reasons that they're going to win, though. Again, that's what we're doing right now. Number one is Andy Reid. You've got the best coach.
Yeah.
Of the four remaining coaches, and there are some four. This is probably the best group of final coaches that I can remember in a little bit. Like, I mean, if you're just looking at the four teams that are around, but of the four, Andy Reid's the guy. He's what we considered Belichick to be for so many years. You knew he was an offensive genius when he was in Philadelphia. Just had the horses in times and just couldn't get it done. He helped Alex Smith kind of cement his legacy as a really solid quarterback for a really long time. Unfortunately, the Patriots were just the Patriots at that point, and they were running through everybody. But when Andy Reid got his guy, Patrick Mahomes, fortunes have been changed. Now there's no question. Remember, the big question was, is he that good? Because he's never won it. He can't win the big one. Now he keeps winning the big one. And so he has an opportunity in 4 years, to win his third Super Bowl. You know, they've been there three times, won two of them. This could be his fourth trip and an opportunity to walk away, cementing his legacy as Jimmy Johnson, you know, as one of those guys that's up there, you know, as far as coach. Obviously, you're still very far behind Belichick, but I think there'll be no question as far as who the coach is or who the best coach is, at least over the last decade, and it's been Andy Reid.
Oh, my gosh. Andy Reid, I believe he's the only coach to go to four different championship games four consecutive championship games in different conferences.
Crazy,
the AFC,
right?
And the NFC.
Because we forget that the Eagles went four times. Mind you, they only won once.
Donovan McNabb could only get over on everybody else with that. I mean, it was a good team, but I don't think everybody considered that Eagles team of
which
that
one?
Era. Andy Reid's Eagles team.
I'm saying which team? Which one of the team? With the TO team? Because that one was awesome.
That one was awesome, but that's not the one that won the Super Bowl, right?
No, that's the one that went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the TO squad.
Well,
yeah.
Then they were great, but not like elite then, I want to say. But Andy Reid's teams were always considered like kind of there at the top, but not the top team. And now in Kansas City, that's kind of what I'm trying to get at, is when he was with Philadelphia, they were like the almost theirs.
Right.
Now in Kansas City, they're there.
Yeah.
And you've got reasons beyond, you know, Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce. There's all kinds of stuff you can get into as to why beyond Andy Reid, but from the top down, the quarterbacks that have been established under him have always been successful. I mean, even with the return of Nagy after he got fired with the Bears, it hasn't been as good this year, but I would argue that's because they don't have as many weapons that they had before with Tyreek Hill. And just, I mean, we saw them win a Super Bowl without Tyreek Hill, but the problem is with Kansas City, guys are getting older, like you mentioned. Travis Kelce, unfortunately, it's not just like every single person's going to be available for you every week like it was in those Super Bowl years. I do believe they were pretty healthy in those Super Bowl winning seasons, and that's definitely
they're a little banged up, and that's offensive. That, you know, and that's with some offensive line issues.
Exactly.
Right? You know, it's kind of keeping not giving Mahomes as much time as he's used to having, and everything like that. The run game is there. You know, it's definitely my phone's messing up. The run game is definitely there, but again, not
the dominant watching on the phone.
Run game that we've been used to seeing from this team. But the one thing that they do have outside of the best coach is the best quarterback. That you have the best coach, your best quarterback, you have probably the best chances of winning. And Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes. First road playoff game last week, And he only went 17 for 23 with 225 yards and two tutties. No big deal, right? Let's go ahead and get the win and then kind of, you know, walk off the field, no problem. Patrick Mahomes is... We used to really just ooh and ah over Aaron Rodgers when he did something. Man, did you see that pass? Man, did you see that scramble? Man, did you see how he... Oh, man, look. I'll watch Patrick Mahomes like, dang it, how did he make that pass? How did he escape that? Why isn't nobody catching? Because he doesn't look fast. He's not, like, running super fast, but he's making things happen. Like, Josh Allen is faster than Patrick Mahomes. Doesn't matter. Patrick starts scooting, and there's nothing you can do. And then he starts throwing the sidearm. He starts doing Tebow jump passes. He starts doing little no-look shovels and stuff. It's like, there's nothing you can do about that guy except for hope that he's going to have a bad game. And you do that by bringing a lot of pressure, you know, on Patrick Mahomes to make sure that he starts feeling uncomfortable in the pocket. Because if he has time and Travis Kelce has a little space, they're going to make a play. And I think when you have a quarterback like that, it's just, it makes up for a lot of woes that you have. When you have somebody that you know can make a play, and that's all you need him to do. Like, you've got, it's third and 11, third and long, we got to get there. I trust Patrick Mahomes is going to make a play. And you can't really say that. I don't know if we can say that for every quarterback that's playing within these championships.
Well, of course not. Patrick Mahomes coming in already. I mean, he's still only 28 years old. He's won multiple MVPs. He's won multiple Super Bowl MVPs. He's literally already at this age in the Joe Montana and Tom Brady conversation of great quarterbacks. Six straight AFC championship games. We know how good Pat Mahomes is, and it's funny that you mention his physicality and the way that he throws the ball. I don't know if you caught the it was the Netflix series Quarterbacks, but that 8-episode run, obviously it followed Marcus Mariota, Kirk Cousins, but Pat Mahomes was included in that as well. And the doctor in that series was talking about how Patrick Mahomes' spine is so special. It's built so differently. It's pretty much unlike a human spine that he's ever seen before. Like, almost kind of think of a cat, Rashad, the way that, like, a cat's spine can basically bend back on itself. They can twist in odd directions, can squeeze themselves into different spots. That's almost like what Patrick Mahomes' spine is, the way that he can do those jump passes. And it's better than Tebow because that sidearm pass is literally him torquing his body to the side, Rashad, while his legs are still pointing forward. It is one of the freakiest, and I mean that in a great athletic way, it's one of the freakiest things I've ever seen. And this doctor on the Netflix series Quarterback, if you haven't seen it, you need to go watch that show. It's a good watch.
It's great.
8 episodes showing the Super Bowl run last season of Patrick Mahomes.
Kirk Cousins became everybody's guy.
You like that? Yeah. You like that?
Kirk Cousins came everybody's guy, but Patrick Mahomes was the one that everybody probably left having the most respect for.
Absolutely.
As far as his toughness, and I mean, obviously Kirkers was, you know, is the guy that everybody came out like, oh, smelling like a white rose, but Patrick Mahomes is the one that you looked at, especially when you see the part where he's hurt and he's saying, I'm not coming off the field. That's dumb. No, like, I'm going to play. Like, ankle's probably broken. It wasn't, but still,
he's
like,
a competitor.
I'm not leaving this game. Like, I'm going to win.
It's funny, though, really quickly, sorry, that you mentioned that the competitiveness and you saw Pat Mahomes up close, because I would champion this season. We saw a little bit of the opposite of that. It would be quite funny if quarterbacks were being made here in 2023 instead of 22, because they don't know. They started following them at the beginning of last year.
Right.
Obviously, Netflix and the documentary crew doesn't know the outcome of this season, but if you saw Pat Mahomes up close this year, it would be, you know, hearing exactly the words he was saying to Kadarius Tony and about Kadarius Tony and the referees on the sidelines when they're facing adversity this year. There's so many.
It would have been different. It would have been a little different.
There's so many attitudes that we've seen from Pat Mahomes.
And they happen to get the two guys outside of Pat Mahomes that are probably the most calm and docile people that you'll meet. And getting Marcus Mariota. We all know, if you're an Oregon Duck fan or you grew up here in the Northwest, how cool and chill of a dude Mariota was, right? You know, just as a person. And then Kirk Cousins is Mr. Dad, like, you know what I mean? So it's impossible to not like him. So that, like it's impossible to not like the Chiefs' chances. And here's my last reason. Chiefs have really been carried by this defense, and the defense starts with Steve Spagnuolo. They've been able to build a defense because they've had the resources to do it. They've been able to build a defense, and Chris Jones, that defensive tackle, he has been amazing for this team. He's really been their anchor all season. And then you throw in Trent McDuffie, who's really becoming probably one of the best corners in the league. This defense looks scary, you know, at certain points. And if they can hold up, because that's what they've been doing, they're the reason that they're really in this position right now. It's been that defense has made big plays when they have to. So Steve Spagnuolo needs a lot of credit. Chris Jones obviously needs a lot of credit for really how they've got those boys playing. But I think those are the reasons the Chiefs are going to head back to the Super Bowl and make it number three.
I like it. I like the defensive side of the ball for them, too. I mean, they've been good all year. And those low-scoring games, it's funny. We always consider Kansas City's offense a juggernaut. Like, they're just going to get it done easily. No, there were many games. I mean, look at their win against the Broncos earlier this season. You remember that? It was like a 19-7 or 19-8 win or something like that. Like, their D has been stout, and it's the reason that they are 11-6. Because we were just talking. I love Pat Mahomes. I know this is, you know, reasons why the Chiefs are going to win, but he hasn't been great this season. A lot more interceptions than we're used to, and it is. Anytime that Pat Mahomes has left something else on the field that needed to be fixed, the defense was able to kind of pick the garbage up and help Kansas City get it done. So that defense is going to be key. And yeah, former Rams head coach Steve Spagnuolo, he's obviously found his niche back with...
Got his groove.
It's like, well, when he was in New York as a defensive coordinator, the young and up-and-comer, it's like, well, we all know he's a great defensive coordinator, and that's exactly what he is. He's no head coach, but damn those D's in Kansas City with all those pieces that he has. I would say that there's going to be a couple of interceptions during this weekend, and I say one of them is coming during this Chiefs-Ravens matchup, probably by the Chiefs. I'm not trying to say Lamar Jackson is going to throw a ton, but I do see this Chiefs D stepping up and making a huge difference in today's game.
Well, there you have it. That's why the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Coming up, let's go ahead and do their opponents. Baltimore, the Ravens, MVP. So many reasons they're going to win. We're going to tell you about them. But first, the Don has Sports Center.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
9:33. Look how on time we are. Like, this is what I do. I make sure that we are on the clock. Joe likes to be just so long-winded. Like, what are you talking about, bro? No, I'm just playing. It's tough when you have all three of us to be
I'm gonna
on time.
I'm going
to
send segment. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, on time. Yeah, you can mark that. No. But yeah, so we got some text to read, which is great. Let's hear them.
Yeah, a couple of texts to the Vancouver Ford text line. All of your texts go to the Vancouver Ford text line. They treat you right. Before, during, and after the sale, visit VancouverFord.com. I'm going to go see them at some point here soon. Look at a Mach-E. I'm very interested in going electric. That bright blue car that Suk's been driving around, it's a Mach-E.
I haven't seen Vancouver it.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful. I'm trying to let him test drive that one. Just, you know, give me the keys to that. But I don't think that's going to happen. But we'll see. I might have to go up to Vancouver Ford and talk to Monty up there and see. But anyways, on the Vancouver Ford text line, a couple of good ones regarding the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. A great point that I'd totally forgotten. Pat Mahomes making his 17th playoff start for the Chiefs in the last 6 years. An entire season's worth.
That's nuts,
of
man.
Playoff games.
And you know
Patrick
why that is?
Mahomes.
He does a lot of winning.
That's
in the playoffs.
That's all he does.
When you play that many games,
yeah,
it means that you're having sustained success during those postseason runs. So bare minimum, you're making it to the championship game every single year.
And without those early playoff buys.
Absolutely.
Like he's gotten
That's the most impressive part. Like, we keep talking about this is first road game this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that means I've had a number one seed, or up until they changed it, a number two seed for the last few years, because we forget that it used to be a 17-week season. Now it's 18. So,
it's going to be 20 by the time you and I are 50 years old.
Which is craziness. Do you have any more?
And then one other good one. Joe Gibbs, the only coach to win Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. Of course, the Washington Redskins. Joe Gibbs. Back in the day, I can't name them all. I think Mark Rippon was one of them.
But... And Doug Williams.
And then the other guy that broke his leg before. 70s. His name's Joe. It's Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann. I was about to say Joe Namath, like, but then I'm like, no, that's I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. Not New York Joe.
Joe was feeling himself that day. You could tell, because that's just something you say when you're super lit someone like, I want to kiss you. Like, what, bro? Like, no.
I love Joe Namath, and I know that it's a funny moment in history, but I will credit him for
it. It was a creepy Vince McMahon moment.
Well, he turned himself around after that. He stopped.
No, yeah, he's good now.
And he's good now. He's never creeped on a woman like that ever since that day.
Well, that's good. You know, that's definitely good that Joe kind of turned it around. But
before the Me Too movement also.
For real.
Yeah, like, he hit that up.
That stuff was almost kind of like okay, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's like, why was this ever okay?
I don't know.
God.
Man, we lived in a weird place, man. We still kind of do, but
you're
that's
neither
here nor there. But that's why we have football.
Yeah, to take us away from that weird place.
Yeah, right. Like, and Lamar is trying to take himself to Vegas and kind of get over this huge hump that he's had as far as not being able to win in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson won his, not first playoff game, but won his second playoff game last week. And, or wait, 2 weeks. Yeah, last week. And now is about to play against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs for the opportunity for the Ravens to go to Las Vegas, to play at Allegiant Stadium, and play for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. I think the Ravens are an amazing team. They have the best defense, but the one thing that they have is they have the best weapon in football right now. They have 2004 Michael Vick from Madden on their team, and that's Lamar Jackson, who will be the MVP. We've all heard the reports. Lamar Jackson's going to be this season's most valuable player, and he's been more than valuable for his team. Remember, this is the dude that was a 32nd overall pick. Draft day, we watched everybody pass on him. For him to come out 2 years later and win the MVP, he's been to the playoffs 5 of the 6 years that he's been the starting quarterback of Baltimore. Let's put that into perspective. 5 of 6 years he's been to the playoffs. And now he's got an opportunity to be the home team, to host the Super Bowl champions, be the home team, and run the gamut. Here's the cool part. We just gave all the Chiefs the love, but let's just be honest. Where they struggle is with mobile quarterbacks. Stopping more mobile quarterbacks. You saw how Josh Allen ate them up last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Josh Allen shredded that defense. And let's be real. Lamar Jackson on the ground is much better than Josh Allen is. Josh Allen's cold. Don't get me wrong. When he gets out and scrambles and he's so big, he's young Roethlisberger. Remember how young Roethlisberger would escape and start making moves and just run over people and through people because he was so much bigger? That's essentially what Josh Allen is. Lamar, though, is making people miss an open field. So we talked about Chris Jones and that defense. Where I think where the Chiefs are amazing is that defensive line. That pretty much renders them helpless once Lamar Jackson starts escaping to the outside. And now you're talking about it's him versus a corner. I'm taking Lamar Jackson every single time. There's a reason he's going to be the MVP this year.
Oh, yeah. Tom Monken has made magic with Lamar Jackson this year.
Absolutely.
I mean, the play calling in the AFC divisional game against the Texans for the Ravens, there was a 4th-and-1 midfield. And I mean, it was a ballsy call by John Harbaugh to go for it in the first place, but that's kind of something that the Ravens do. That's kind of another reason why I think they're going to win today. I mean, minus the fact that ESPN says they're almost a 70% chance, according to their FBI, to win. Lamar Jackson can fool defenses. And when Monken has the right play call in his back pocket, there's no stopping them. Along with that, I mean, I know you're trying to focus on Lamar Jackson, but they are so loaded. I know we don't necessarily, the San Francisco 49ers have studs at every position, but I don't think we necessarily think of the Ravens as some team with, like, oh, the talent's bursting out at the seams. However, I mean, they added Zay Flowers in the draft this year, and I think he had a pretty decent season, just not looking at the numbers. They added Nelson Aguilar. He's a little older, but he still caught 4 or 5 touchdowns for them this year. Odell Beckham signed with them, even without Mark Andrews.
His group of receivers this year has been amazing.
Exactly, and even without Mark Andrews since November, who was the tight end that caught the most touchdowns in the NFL in that time? Oh, it just happened to be Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely, the backup to Mark Andrews. Lamar Jackson, it doesn't matter who's on his team, and that this kind of rounds back around to him. He is the best quarterback, I think, in the NFL at making it work with what he's got.
And that's really always been what the Ravens have kind of hung their hats on.
Absolutely.
You know, the good Harbaugh, or the nice Harbaugh, or the likable Harbaugh, whatever you want to call him, John, always been a guy that just works with what he's got. I know if I build a solid defense, everything else will take care of itself. You know, you got guys that have always been unheralded on that Ravens team. Think back to guys like Steve Smith, like easily, quietly, one of the best receivers that we've ever seen in football. But because he played for a team that doesn't do a lot of talking, didn't do a lot of, you know, boasting, we didn't really talk about them a whole lot outside of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. Like, that's where it pretty much ended for a lot of people when you're talking about the Ravens. But when we talk about that defense, man, Mike Macdonald has got them playing awesome. When you talk about a defensive coordinator and somebody who's really built a defense to do the things that you need them to do in every single position, the Ravens have the best defense in the league. Like, I don't think there's a question about who the best defense in the league belongs to. I think it's the Baltimore Ravens. Every position on the field, for the most part, I heard they Baltimore leads regular season with 60 sacks as a team. 60 sacks as a whole team. That means everybody's getting at you. The corners are coming for you. You know, your D-line is coming for you. The linebackers are blitzing at you. Everybody's coming from you at every position, which makes it really hard. Probably a big part of the Ravens, their success has been M&T Stadium. M&T Bank Stadium is rocking every week. Last week, I think the Texans had 12 penalties at a point just because they just couldn't hear.
So
many false starts because they couldn't get things going. And then you talk about an offensive line for the Chiefs that isn't super solid, you know, but is privy to making some mistakes. Man, I think the Ravens have everything in place finally to get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl. And I think that's why it happens.
And actually, looking this week, it looks like Joe Tunney is out for the Kansas City Chiefs. So you're talking about their offensive line. They've been a little banged up. So it's going to be it's necessary for the Chiefs to try and establish the run and get Pacheco going. But that's going to be a challenge because of the defense. And yeah, the sacks, the different looks that they give, the stunts that they do make you think that they're blitzing. I just love how they fool so many quarterbacks, because you're right. That defense is something else this year. And if Kansas City can't establish the run today, good luck. Pat Mahomes, I know he's really good at throwing the ball a bunch, but if that's their only offense, good luck in the playoffs. He's going to have to play perfectly. If that's what happens today, and I guess if you're Baltimore, you'll take it, but that's how good their defense is they can force a really good offense into being one-dimensional.
Right.
And even if they had a full, healthy offensive line over on the Kansas City side, I still think it'd be challenging for Baltimore. Pat Mahomes probably isn't going to get sacked as much as the traditional quarterback, and I don't think Kansas City is going to have as many penalties as the Texans did last week. But yeah, that defense is pretty ear-rattling.
That defense is not prone to kind of baiting people into bad calls. So those are the reasons that the Ravens will end up in Las Vegas. We got two more teams left. So coming up, let's do everybody's favorite team, right? It's easy. Everyone loves them. The Fighting Dan Campbells. We will talk about the Detroit Lions and their trip to the Super Bowl. That's coming up next right here. Football Sunday on The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
No. Rashad and Jordan today. Joe is in AZ, kicking it, working on his tan. He probably could use one, so, you know, it's all good. I told him, man, you better stop trying to get dark, man. It's not the best thing in these parts. So Just saying.
Well, skin cancer is a thing too. You know.
Yeah. Is it for? I don't know many black people with skin cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I really don't know what.
Does vitiligo count? I don't think that's skin cancer.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I thought skin cancer was just like melanoma.
Yeah. I don't know many black people who get skin cancer. I could be wrong though.
Well,
I could be very wrong. I'm probably very wrong. Likely, more than likely, very wrong.
I don't know what the stats are, but I would assume, regardless of your skin color, it's not the best idea to go to a place like Arizona not wearing any sunscreen, just sitting there baking in the sun. I don't think that's a good idea for anybody, Rashad.
It's crazy. Man, the sun.
Not that I don't like to go get a suntan, but it's not the smartest thing to do.
It's crazy. You guys are... The sun bothers y'all like that. Like,
well, I'm a Native American, so like I will burn like once a season, and then I'll just kind of stay tan after that. So my native will kind of start to come out in the summertime, but that's like the only time you can tell. Yeah. Other than that, I just look like the whitest of the white fat kid in the corner. It's great.
I mean, unassuming. You present white. You know, that's what it. That's what we call it. That's what we call it.
Yes,
but
yes, it is.
We call Detroit America's team. Now, because they are, in fact, the team that I think everybody secretly has adopted as their other team. There's a team that you root for, and there's the other team that you like them. Like, you want them to win. And I think Dan Campbell has given plenty of reason for people to love the Detroit Lions and what they've been able to do, the slow build they've had over the last 3 years.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
9:33. Look how on time we are. Like, this is what I do. I make sure that we are on the clock. Joe likes to be just so long-winded. Like, what are you talking about, bro? No, I'm just playing. It's tough when you have all three of us to be
I'm gonna
on time.
Segment. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, on time. Yeah, you can mark that. No. But yeah, so we got some text to read, which is great. Let's hear them.
Yeah, a couple of texts to the Vancouver Ford text line. All of your texts go to the Vancouver Ford text line. They treat you right. Before, during, and after the sale, visit VancouverFord.com. Going to go see them at some point here soon. Look at a Mach-E. I'm very interested in going electric. I really, that bright blue car that Suk's been driving around. It's a Mach-E.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. I'm trying to let him test me, test drive that one. Just, you know, give me the keys to that. But I don't think that's gonna happen. But we'll see. I might have to go up to Vancouver Ford and talk to Monty up there and see. But anyways, on the Vancouver Ford text line, a couple of good ones regarding the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. A great point that I'd totally forgotten. Pat Mahomes making his 17th playoff start for the Chiefs in the last 6 years. An entire season's worth.
That's nuts,
of
man.
Playoff games.
And you know
Patrick
why that
Mahomes.
Is? He does a lot of winning.
That's
in the playoffs.
When you, that's all he does.
When you play that many games,
yeah.
It means that you're having sustained success during those postseason runs. So bare minimum, you're making it to the championship game every single year.
And without those early playoff buys.
Absolutely.
Like he's gotten that's the last two years before this.
That's the most impressive part. Like, we keep talking about this is first road game this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that means I've had a number one seed, or up until they changed it, a number two seed for the last few years, because we forget that it used to be a 17-week season. Now it's 18. So,
it's going to be 20 by the time you and I are 50 years old.
Which is craziness. Do you have any more?
And then one other good one: Joe Gibbs, the only coach to win Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. Of course, the Washington Redskins, Joe Gibbs. Back in the day, I can't name them all. I think Mark Rippon was one of them.
Doug Williams.
And then the other guy that broke his leg before. 70s. His name's Joe. It's Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann.
I was about to say Joe Namath, but then I'm like, no, that's I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. Not New York Joe.
Joe was feeling himself that day. You could tell, because that's just something you say when you're super lit
to someone
like, I want to kiss you. Like, what, bro? No.
I love Joe Namath, and I know that it's a funny moment in history, but I will credit him for
it. It was a creepy Vince McMahon moment.
Well, he turned himself around after that. He stopped.
No, yeah, he's good now.
And he's good now. He's never creeped on a woman like that ever since that day.
Well, that's good. You know, that's definitely good that Joe kind of turned it around. But
before the Me Too movement, also.
For real.
Yeah, like, he hit that up.
That stuff was almost kind of like okay, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's like, why was this ever okay?
I don't know.
God,
man. We lived in a weird place, man. We still kind of do, but
you're
that's
not
here nor there. But that's why we have football.
Yeah, to take us away from that weird place.
Yeah, right. Like, and Lamar is trying to take himself to Vegas, and kind of get over this huge hump that he's had as far as not being able to win in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson won his not first playoff game, but won his second playoff game last week, and last week. And now is about to play against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs for the opportunity for the Ravens to go to Las Vegas, to play at Allegiant Stadium, and play for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. I think the Ravens are an amazing team. They have the best defense. But the one thing that they have is they have the best weapon in football right now. They have 2004 Michael Vick from Madden on their team, and that's Lamar Jackson, who will be the MVP. We've all heard the reports. Lamar Jackson's going to be this season's most valuable player, and he's been more than valuable for his team. Remember, this is the dude that was the 32nd overall pick. Draft day, we watched everybody pass on him. For him to come out 2 years later and win the MVP, he's been to the playoffs 5 of the 6 years that he's been the starting quarterback of Baltimore. Let's put that into perspective. 5 of 6 years he's been to the playoffs. And now he's got an opportunity to be the home team, to host the Super Bowl champions, be the home team, and run the gamut. Here's the cold part. We just gave all the Chiefs the love, but let's just be honest. Where they struggle is with mobile quarterbacks. Stopping more mobile quarterbacks. You saw how Josh Allen ate them up last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Josh Allen shredded that defense. And let's be real. Lamar Jackson on the ground is much better than Josh Allen is. Josh Allen's cold. Don't get me wrong. When he gets out and scrambles and he's so big, he's young Roethlisberger. Remember how young Roethlisberger would escape and start making moves and just run over people and through people because he was so much bigger? That's essentially what Josh Allen is. Lamar, though, is making people miss an open field. So we talked about Chris Jones and that defense. Where I think where the Chiefs are amazing is that defensive line. That pretty much renders them helpless once Lamar Jackson starts escaping to the outside. And now you're talking about it's him versus a corner. I'm taking Lamar Jackson every single time. There's a reason he's going to be the MVP this year.
Oh, yeah. Tom Monken has made magic with Lamar Jackson this year.
Absolutely.
I mean, the play calling in the AFC divisional game against the Texans for the Ravens, there was a 4th-and-1 midfield. And I mean, it was a ballsy call by John Harbaugh to go for it in the first place, but that's kind of something that the Ravens do. That's kind of another reason why I think they're going to win today. I mean, minus the fact that ESPN says they're almost a 70% chance, according to their FBI, to win. Lamar Jackson can fool defenses. And when Monken has the right play call in his back pocket, there's no stopping them. Along with that, I mean, I know you're trying to focus on Lamar Jackson, but they are so loaded. I know we don't necessarily, the San Francisco 49ers have studs at every position, but I don't think we necessarily think of the Ravens as some team with like, oh, the talent's bursting out at the seams. However, I mean, they added Zay Flowers in the draft this year, and I think he had a pretty decent season, just not looking at the numbers. They added Nelson Aguilar. He's a little older, but he still caught 4 or 5 touchdowns for them this year. Odell Beckham signed with them, even without Mark Andrews.
His group of receivers this year has been amazing.
Exactly, and even without Mark Andrews since November, who was the tight end that caught the most touchdowns in the NFL in that time? Oh, it just happened to be Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely, the backup to Mark Andrews. Lamar Jackson, it doesn't matter who's on his team, and that this kind of rounds back around to him. He is the best quarterback, I think, in the NFL at making it work with what he's got.
And that's really always been what the Ravens have kind of hung their hats on.
You absolutely.
Know, the good Harbaugh, or the nice Harbaugh, or the likable Harbaugh, whatever you want to call him, John, always been a guy that just works with what he's got. I know if I build a solid defense, everything else will take care of itself. You know, you got guys that have always been unheralded on that Ravens team. Think about the guys like Steve Smith, like easily, quietly, one of the best receivers that we've ever seen in football. But because he played for a team that doesn't do a lot of talking, didn't do a lot of, you know, boasting, we didn't really talk about them a whole lot outside of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. Like, that's where it pretty much ended for a lot of people when you're talking about the Ravens. But when we talk about that defense, man, Mike McDonald has got them playing awesome. When you talk about a defensive coordinator and somebody who's really built a defense to do the things that you need them to do in every single position, the Ravens have the best defense in the league. Like, I don't think there's a question about who the best defense in the league belongs to. I think it's the Baltimore Ravens. Every position on the field, for the most part, I heard they Baltimore leads regular season with 60 sacks as a team. 60 sacks as a whole team. That means everybody's getting at you. The corners are coming for you. You know, your D-line is coming for you. The linebackers are blitzing at you. Everybody's coming from you at every position, which makes it really hard. Probably a big part of the Ravens, their success has been M&T Stadium. M&T Bank Stadium is rocking every week. Last week, I think the Texans had like, 12 penalties at a point just because they just couldn't hear.
So
many false starts because they couldn't get things going. And then you talk about an offensive line for the Chiefs that isn't super solid, you know, but is privy to making some mistakes. Man, I think the Ravens have everything in place finally to get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl. And I think that's why it happens.
And actually, looking this week, it looks like Joe Tunney is out for the Kansas City Chiefs. So you're talking about their offensive line. They've been a little banged up. So it's going to be it's necessary for the Chiefs to try and establish the run and get Pacheco going. But that's going to be a challenge because of the defense. And yeah, the sacks, the different looks that they give, the stunts that they do make you think that they're blitzing. I just love how they fool so many quarterbacks, because you're right. That defense is something else this year. And if Kansas City can't establish the run today, good luck. Pat Mahomes, I know he's really good at throwing the ball a bunch, but if that's their only offense, good luck in the playoffs. That's he's going to have to play perfectly. If that's what happens today, and I guess if you're Baltimore, you'll take it, but that's how good their defense is they can force a really good offense into being one-dimensional.
Right.
And even if they had a full, healthy offensive line over on the Kansas City side, I still think it'd be challenging for Baltimore. Pat Mahomes probably isn't going to get sacked as much as the traditional quarterback, and I don't think Kansas City is going to have as many penalties as the Texans did last week, but yeah, that defense is, it's pretty ear-rattling.
Defense is not prone to kind of baiting people into bad calls. So those are the reasons that the Ravens will end up in Las Vegas. We got two more teams left, so coming up, let's do everybody's favorite team, right? It's easy. Everyone loves them. The Fighting Dan Campbells. We will talk about the Detroit Lions and their trip to the Super Bowl. That's coming up next right here, Football Sunday on The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
No. Rashad and Jordan today. Joe is in AZ kicking it, working on his tan. He probably could use one, so, you know, it's all good. I told him, man, you better stop trying to get dark, man. It's not the best thing in these parts. So, just saying.
Well, but, skin cancer is a thing, too. You know.
Yeah. Is it for... I don't know many black people with skin cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I really don't know what...
Does vitiligo count? I don't think that's skin cancer.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I thought skin cancer was just like melanoma.
Yeah. I don't know many black people who get skin cancer. I could be wrong, though.
Well,
I could be very wrong. I'm probably very wrong. Likely, more than likely, very wrong.
I don't know what the stats are, but I would assume, regardless of your skin color, it's not the best idea to go to a place like Arizona not wearing any sunscreen, just sitting there baking in the sun. I don't think that's a good idea for anybody, Rashad.
It's crazy. Man, the sun.
Not that I don't like to go get a suntan, but it's not the smartest thing to do.
It's crazy. You guys are... The sun bothers y'all like that. Like,
well, I'm a Native American, so like I will burn like once a season, and then I'll just kind of stay tan after that. So my native will kind of start to come out in the summertime, but that's like the only time you can tell. Yeah. Other than that, I just look like the whitest of the white fat kid in the corner. It's great.
I mean, unassuming. You present white. You know, that's what it. That's what we call it. That's what we call it.
Yes,
but
yes, it is.
We call Detroit America's team. Now, because they are, in fact, the team that I think everybody secretly has adopted as their other team. There's a team that you root for, and there's the other team that you like them. Like, you want them to win. And I think Dan Campbell has given plenty of reason for people to love the Detroit Lions and what they've been able to do, the slow build they've had over the last 3 years to be at this point. It's the one Hard Knocks that we all watched and believed. Usually when we watch Hard Knocks, it's a lot of, you're supposed to say that. Okay, what's the Browns old coach? Hugh Jackson. Okay, we believe you. You know, like, that's cool. Like, but
I feel bad for Hugh. He legit sounded like he's like, I want to be the one to try to turn this Cleveland Browns franchise around. And he got done dirty with the rumors of being, you know, pushed to tank and that kind of stuff. But I
mean, he was. It's the, you know, he did. And there's, I don't know, Hugh Jackson made a lot of mistakes. You know,
but Hard Knocks made me fall in love with him.
And that's what it does. And that's what it did. And that's what it did for a lot of us, you know, from him doing up downs with his team. And even kind of hurting his wrist, you know, doing that because he's older. From the fiery speeches that he gives, it's like he's the type of coach that whether you're in Pop Warner or high school, college, you just want to play for that guy. Dan Campbell, for the first time since 93, the Detroit Lions have won their division. 93. For the first time since 91, they won a playoff game. And I think they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1957. So the Detroit Lions
technically
have,
they've never won a Super Bowl.
That was an NFL championship, right?
Like, yeah, just quickly, they I think are tied for the lead in NFL championships in the pre-Super Bowl era, franchise-wise. Okay. And then since the Super Bowl started being played, I believe it was 64, Super Bowl one on, they have won zero Super Bowls.
Yeah, so which sucks. But now They have a chance to do it. They have a chance to beat the number one seed San Francisco 49ers and punch their ticket to the Super Bowl. Reason number one, I'd like to say Dan Campbell, and I think we've given him a lot of love, but we're going to keep doing it. Dan Campbell is amazing. Dan Campbell is a defensive guy who's talking the right stuff and is getting his team to follow through, getting his team to understand what the mission is for that team and carry it out. You know, we've seen, again, the change from the past 3 years for this team, saying we're going to make the playoffs and we're going to make noise. Last year they got close. They were, I think they might have been a game away from clinching a playoff spot and they couldn't get it. They were there, right there. This year they came out like gangbusters and said that, "Do follow me. I got y'all." And guess what? It worked. And so if there's a blueprint to be followed as far as how to motivate your team to play, how to motivate them to continue to want to get better, it's Dan Campbell's Lions.
It's really fun to see when you can not only get a whole city behind you, because I really identify with the Detroit Lions as a Mariners fan. You talk about the huge lengths of time in between playoff appearances, the lack of championship success, just like the Lions, you know, never won a Super Bowl. The Mariners have never won a World Series. So Detroit, I'm with you. My heart is with you. I'm bleeding for you Lion fans today. I'm all about that Honolulu Blue. I love you.
Yeah.
And I hope you crush San Francisco. I'm on the money line bet today. Screw covering the spread. I think the Lions are going to win, and one of those reasons is because of Dan Campbell and the greatness that essentially from the moment that he got there, you could just tell that the air was different in that facility. We saw it on Hard Knocks. We've seen it in his post-game interviews. We've seen it in the way that he calls games, the way that he's too aggressive sometimes. But as a fan, that's how I want my head coach to be.
That's how I want my football.
Yeah, and to implement, it's always a good sign when not only do you have the good vibes kind of coming in, because I mean, you can say that about coaches and they can still suck out on the field. So obviously we're loving this because the team is good out on the field, but there's something else when you're implementing guys like Jahmyr Gibbs, like Sam Laporta, who were just drafted this year in the first and second round, coming in making huge impacts for you on the offensive side of the ball.
Oh yeah,
that really speaks to the culture, not only allowing guys to succeed no matter who they are, no matter how old they are. I mean, I know you're the NFL, you're looking for production, but it's not always easy for guys to come in when they're young to succeed like that right off the bat.
It's tough. You know, yeah. You got young, hungry guys, and some of them are just young and maybe not that hungry, but this is what you have to do as a coach to get the most out of men. And yeah. I think Dan Campbell's done a great job. Another coach that probably doesn't get enough credit for the job that he's done is Ben Johnson.
Absolutely.
That offensive coordinator, there's a reason a lot of his name has been coming up a lot in head coaching gigs around the league, you know, at this point. But he's somebody, it's almost Bill Belichick-esque in the way that he attacks defenses week to week. I'm going to see where your weakness is, and we're going to go there. And so you're going to get a little David Montgomery up the middle just to kind of, you know, weaken the defense or pepper him up, and then all of a sudden Jahmyr Gibbs outside gone. Like, that's just kind of how that works. And then one guy that we haven't given any credit to, and I don't think we've ever said his name on the show, is Jared Goff. Jared Goff, was he number one in passing or number two this year?
He was he was either top or close to the top.
Yeah, he was one of the two. Let me
4,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Second in the league in passing yards, right behind Tua Tagovailoa, who was, you know, kind of blowing up the charts for a long time. But Jared Goff has been amazing for this team this year. And then you throw in a great receiver like Amon-Ra St. Brown. You throw in a Sam Laporta. You throw in, obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs, who has been amazing for this team. And then the fact that you have a guy who can effectively look at the defense that he's going against and say, this is where we have to attack. Let's do this. And then it ends up working. I think people are really underestimating how good this Lions team is. I think most people feel like it's just been a great story, and that's good that you're here, but you're going up against a Goliath, you know, and you can't win. And to that I say, Aiden Hutchinson.
Defensive rookie of the year. That kid
has been great since he's been out there. Like, his pressure is, he's productive when he's out there. And when he's leading that defense, There's nothing that he can't do, you know, out there on the field. I think when everybody's kind of rallied around this young kid to say, man, we got you. You are going to be the leader of this defense. And he stepped up all year. I think he's going to get a lot of pressure on Purdy. I think San Francisco's line is great. I think they can make some mistakes at certain points. And I don't know. Aiden Hutchinson, obviously a young player, is going to get better. But if you're Detroit, you got to feel good with your chances with him up front.
Absolutely. I mean, he wasn't even in the top 10 in sacks this year, and I still would put him, if I had to choose edge rushers, guys that I'm starting my team with, I'd put him on there every time. That
probably.
Effort, every play, I love watching Hutchinson play.
Yeah, he's somebody that you have to pay attention to. You've got to know where he is,
yeah,
you know, on the
field.
One
of the best young leaders on the defense in the league, absolutely.
So there's a lot of reasons that the Detroit Lions should go to the Super Bowl, and we just gave you a few of them. You know, right there. And again, with that offense going against this great defense, you know, really as great as a defense is, offense, a great offense will most likely beat that. And I mean, what do you got?
Oh, it's funny. I see on the text line, the Vancouver Ford text line, 8646 fan, unless Purdy and Debo are out, this is a blowout. No. I absolutely straight up disagree with that.
Oh.
I do think that Detroit has a good chance to win today.
Are we saying, we're seeing reports that Purdy might be out?
No. We're not seeing reports that Purdy are out. What the texter is saying is that unless the San Francisco 49ers don't have their quarterback and don't have one of their top offensive weapons today, that they're going to roll over the Lions. Which now, to his point, Jared Goff has not been good against the San Francisco 49ers. I think in his last run against the Niners, he was like, his last few starts against the Niners, he's 0-5. He's only thrown a few touchdowns as compared to like 4 or 5 interceptions. I think a lot of people, because of that, are backing.
There were some Rams teams that weren't.
Those
are some Rams teams that weren't ready to compete with those 49er teams.
That's fair. That's a good
who
point.
Who were going to the Super Bowl and who were competing for opportunities for Super Bowl. So this is a different Jared Goff. This is a much different Jared Goff than we've seen, and I think he's going to show a lot of people why. So we're going to break, second hour coming up, and I guess we end it with the number one seed, the team of destiny, the team that we, most of us, expect to win the Super Bowl, and that is the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to talk about the 49ers, and we come back right here, Football Sunday, on The Fan.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Awesome. When you talk about a defensive coordinator and somebody who's really built a defense to do the things that you need them to do in all in every single position. The Ravens have the best defense in the league. Like it's, I don't think there's a question about who the best defense in the league belongs to. I think it's the Baltimore Ravens. Every position on the field, for the most part, I heard they Baltimore leads regular season with 60 sacks as a team. 60 sacks as a whole team. That means everybody's getting at you. The corners are coming for you. You know, your D-line is coming for you. The linebackers are blitzing at you. Everybody's coming from you at every position, which makes it really hard. Probably a big part of the Ravens, of their success has been M&T Stadium. M&T Bank Stadium is rocking every week. Last week, I think the Texans had like, 12 penalties at a point just because they just couldn't hear.
So many false starts
they couldn't get things going. And then you talk about an offensive line for the Chiefs that isn't super solid, you know, but is privy to making some mistakes. Man, I think the Ravens have everything in place finally to get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl. And I think that's why it happens.
And actually looking this week, it looks like Joe Tunney is out for the Kansas City Chiefs. So you're talking about their offensive line. They've been a little banged up. So it's going to be it's necessary for the Chiefs to try and establish the run and get Pacheco going. But that's going to be a challenge because of the defense. And yeah, the sacks, the different looks that they give, the stunts that they do make you think that they're blitzing. I just love how they fool so many quarterbacks, because you're right. That defense is something else this year. And if Kansas City can't establish the run today, good luck. Pat Mahomes, I know he's really good at throwing the ball a bunch, but if that's their only offense, good luck in the playoffs. He's going to have to play perfectly. If that's what happens today, and I guess if you're Baltimore, you'll take it, but that's how good their defense is they can force a really good offense into being one-dimensional.
Right.
And even if they had a full, healthy offensive line over on the Kansas City side, I still think it'd be challenging for Baltimore. Pat Mahomes probably isn't going to get sacked as much as the traditional quarterback, and I don't think Kansas City is going to have as many penalties as the Texans did last week. But yeah, that defense is pretty ear-rattling.
Defense is not prone to kind of baiting people into bad calls. So those are the reasons that the Ravens will end up in Las Vegas. We got two more teams left. So coming up, let's do everybody's favorite team, right? It's easy. Everyone loves them. The Fighting Dan Campbells. We will talk about the Detroit Lions and their trip to the Super Bowl. That's coming up next right here. Football Sunday on The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
No. Rashad and Jordan today. Joe is in AZ kicking it, working on his tan. He probably could use one, so, you know, it's all good. I told him, man, you better stop trying to get dark, man. It's not the best thing in these parts. So, just saying.
Well, but, skin cancer is a thing, too. You know.
Yeah. Is it for... I don't know many black people with skin cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I really don't know what...
Does vitiligo count? I don't think that's skin cancer.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I thought skin cancer was just like melanoma.
Yeah. I don't know many black people who get skin cancer. I could be wrong, though.
Well,
could be very wrong. I'm probably very wrong. Likely, more than likely, very wrong.
I don't know what the stats are, but I would assume, regardless of your skin color, it's not the best idea to go to a place like Arizona not wearing any sunscreen, just sitting there baking in the sun. I don't think that's a good idea for anybody, Rashad.
It's crazy. Man, the sun.
Not that I don't like to go get a suntan, but it's not the smartest thing to do.
It's crazy. You guys are... The sun bothers y'all like that. Like,
well, I'm a Native American, so like I will burn like once a season, and then I'll just kind of stay tan after that. So my native will kind of start to come out in the summertime. But that's like the only time you can tell. Yeah. Other than that, I just look like the whitest of the white fat kid in the corner. It's great.
I mean, unassuming. You present white. You know, that's what it. That's what we call it. That's what we call it.
Yes,
but
yes, it is.
We call Detroit America's team. Now, because they are, in fact, the team that I think everybody secretly has adopted as their other team. There's a team that you root for, and there's the other team that you always, you like them. Like, you want them to win. And I think Dan Campbell has given plenty of reason for people to love the Detroit Lions and what they've been able to do, the slow build they've had over the last 3 years to be at this point. It's the one Hard Knocks that we all watched and believed. Usually when we watch Hard Knocks, it's a lot of, you're supposed to say that, okay, what's the Browns old coach, Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson, okay, we believe you, you know, like, uh-huh. That's cool, like, but
I feel bad for Hugh. He legit sounded like he's like, I want to be the one to try to turn this Cleveland Browns franchise around. And he got done dirty with the rumors of being, you know, pushed to tank and that kind of stuff. But I
mean, he was. It's the, you know, he did. And there's, I don't know, Hugh Jackson made a lot of mistakes. You know,
but Hard Knocks made me fall in love with him.
And that's what it does. And that's what it did. And that's what it did for a lot of us, you know, from him doing up downs with his team. And yeah, even kind of hurting his wrist, you know, doing that because he's older. From the fiery speeches that he gives, it's like he's the type of coach that whether you're in Pop Warner or high school, college, you just want to play for that guy. Dan Campbell, for the first time since 93, the Detroit Lions have won their division. 93. For the first time since 91, they won a playoff game. And I think they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1957. So the Detroit Lions
technically
have,
they've never won a Super Bowl.
That was an NFL championship, right?
Like, yeah, just quickly, they I think are tied for the lead in NFL championships in the pre-Super Bowl era, franchise-wise. Okay. And then since the Super Bowl started being played, I believe it was 64, Super Bowl one on, they have won zero Super Bowls.
Yeah, so which sucks. But now they have a chance to do it. They have a chance to beat the number one seed San Francisco 49ers and punch their ticket to the Super Bowl. Reason number one, I'd like to say Dan Campbell, and I think we've given him a lot of love, but we're going to keep doing it. Dan Campbell is amazing. Dan Campbell is a defensive guy who's talking the right stuff and is getting his team to follow through, getting his team to understand what the mission is for that team and carry it out. You know, we've seen, again, the change from the past 3 years for this team saying we're going to make the playoffs and we're going to make noise. Last year they got close. I think they might have been a game away from clinching a playoff spot and they couldn't get it. They were there, right there. This year they came out like gangbusters and said that follow me. I got y'all. And guess what? It worked. And so if there's a blueprint to be followed as far as how to motivate your team to play, how to motivate them to continue to want to get better, it's Dan Campbell's Lions.
It's really fun to see when you can not only get a whole city behind you, because I really identify with the Detroit Lions as a Mariners fan. You talk about the huge lengths of time in between playoff appearances, the lack of championship success, just like the Lions, you know, never won a Super Bowl. The Mariners have never won a World Series. So Detroit, I'm with you. My heart is with you. I'm bleeding for you, Lion fans, today. I'm all about that Honolulu blue. I love you.
Yeah.
And I hope you crush San Francisco. I'm on the money line bet today. Screw covering the spread. I think the Lions are going to win. And one of those reasons is because of Dan Campbell and the greatness that essentially from the moment that he got there, you could just tell that the air was different in that facility. We saw it on Hard Knocks. We've seen it in his post-game interviews. We've seen it in the way that he calls games, the way that he's too aggressive sometimes. But as a fan, that's how I want my head coach to be.
That's how I want my football.
Yeah. And to implement, it's always a good sign when not only do you have the good vibes kind of coming in, because I mean, you can say that about coaches and they can still suck out on the field. So obviously we're loving this because the team is good out on the field, but there's something else when you're implementing guys like Jahmyr Gibbs, like Sam Laporta, who were just drafted this year in the first and second round, coming in making huge impacts for you on the offensive side of the ball.
Oh yeah,
that really speaks to the culture, not only allowing guys to succeed no matter who they are, no matter how old they are. I mean, I know you're the NFL, you're looking for production, but it's not always easy for guys to come in when they're young to succeed like that right off the bat.
It's tough. You know, yeah. You got young, hungry guys, and some of them are just young and maybe not that hungry, but this is what you have to do as a coach to get the most out of men. And yeah. I think Dan Campbell's done a great job. Another coach that probably doesn't get enough credit for the job that he's done is Ben Johnson.
Absolutely.
That offensive coordinator, there's a reason a lot of his name has been coming up a lot in head coaching gigs around the league, you know, at this point. But he's somebody, it's almost Bill Belichick-esque in the way that he attacks defenses week to week. I'm going to see where your weakness is, and we're going to go there. And so you're going to get a little David Montgomery up the middle just to kind of, you know, weaken the defense or pepper him up, and then all of a sudden Jahmyr Gibbs outside gone. Like, that's just kind of how that works. And then one guy that we haven't given any credit to, and I don't think we've ever said his name on the show, is Jared Goff. Jared Goff, was he number one in passing or number two this year?
He was he was either top or close to the top.
Yeah, one of the two. Let me
4,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Second in the league in passing yards, right behind Tua Tagovailoa, who was, you know, kind of blowing up the charts for a long time. But Jared Goff has been amazing for this team this year. And then you throw in a great receiver like Amon-Ra St. Brown. You throw in a Sam Laporta. You throw in, obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs, who has been amazing for this team. And then the fact that you have a guy who can effectively look at the defense that he's going against and say, this is where we have to attack. Let's do this. And then it ends up working. I think people are really underestimating how good this Lions team is. I think most people feel like it's just been a great story, and that's good that you're here, but you're going up against a Goliath, you know, and you can't win. And to that I say, Aiden Hutchinson.
Defensive rookie of the year. That kid
has been great since he's been out there. Like, his pressure he's productive when he's out there. And when he's leading that defense, there's nothing that he can't do, you know, out there on the field. I think when everybody's kind of rallied around this young kid to say, man, we got you. You are going to be the leader of this defense. And he's stepped up all year. I think he's going to get a lot of pressure on Purdy. I think San Francisco's line is great. I think they can make some mistakes at certain points. And I don't know. Aiden Hutchinson, obviously, a young player, is going to get better. But if you're Detroit, you got to feel good with your chances with him up front.
Absolutely. I mean, he wasn't even in the top 10 in sacks this year, and I still would put him, if I had to choose edge rushers, guys that I'm starting my team with, I'd put him on there every time. That
probably.
Effort, every play, I love watching Hutchinson play.
Yeah, he's somebody that you have to pay attention to. You've got to know where he is, you know, on the field.
One of the best young leaders on the defense in the league, absolutely.
So there's a lot of reasons that the Detroit Lions should go to the Super Bowl, and we just gave you a few of them, you know, right there. And again, with that offense going against this great defense, you know, really as great as a defense is, a great offense will most likely beat that. And I mean, what do you got?
Oh, it's funny. I see on the text line, the Vancouver Ford text line, 8646 fan, unless Purdy and Debo are out, this is a blowout. No. I absolutely straight up disagree with that.
Oh.
I do think that Detroit has a good chance to win today.
Are we saying, we're seeing reports that Purdy might be out?
No. We're not seeing reports that Purdy are out. What the texter is saying is that unless the San Francisco 49ers don't have their quarterback and don't have one of their top offensive weapons today, that they're going to roll over the Lions. Which now, to his point, Jared Goff has not been good against the San Francisco 49ers. I think in his last run against the Niners, his last few starts against the Niners, he's 0-5. He's only thrown a few touchdowns as compared to like 4 or 5 interceptions. I think a lot of people, because of that, are backing.
There were some Rams teams that weren't.
Those
are some Rams teams that weren't ready to compete with those 49er teams.
That's fair. That's a good
who
point.
Who were going to the Super Bowl and who were competing for opportunities for Super Bowl. So this is a different Jared Goff. This is a much different Jared Goff than we've seen, and I think he's going to show a lot of people why. So we're going to break, second hour coming up, and I guess we end it with the number one seed, the team of destiny, the team that most of us expect to win the Super Bowl, and that is the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to talk about the 49ers, and we come back right here, Football Sunday on The Fan.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.